were expecting total removal of all illegal sanctions.
But how about their concerns that some things have not been done, like the aligning of the constitution?
That is their business. I'm saying our position is very clear. All illegal, the illegal sanctions must be removed unconditionally. That is our position, both as a party and as government.
But is Harare at least happy that engagement with the EU has started, with the EU promising that it will be dealing directly with the government, not non-governmental organizations?
We are not a government of promises. We are a ruling party and government in power. So we don't depend on promises from anybody.
And how would you say, Ambassador Moyo, these sanctions have hurt Zimbabwe's economy?
Of course, they've devastated the economy, you know that. A lot of industries have closed, you know that. A lot of people have been retrenched, you know that. And of course, you know, a lot of things have been affected because of the imposition of these sanctions.
But your critics would say maybe the industries are collapsing because of the government's inconsistent economic policies.
That is their business. Those who don't even live here. We live here, we know what is happening. If there are speculators from somewhere, let them continue speculating. And so sanctions are not imaginary. They were imposed on the economy of this country and on our leadership. So it's not as if we are rumor mongering.